Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Record. And today I have songwriter, R&B artist, Be My Fiasco with me. So how are you doing today, girl?
Hey y'all, I'm doing good. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm so happy you're here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a good day. It's a good day.
Yes, I'm so excited. So I just want to get started with, when did you find your love for music?
Let's see. Well, I found it really early, probably around like 2 or 3. Of course, a very classic, like grew up in church singing. My parents are they come from very musical families. Mm-hmm. So my mother had like a singing group with her sisters. And then my grandfather on my dad's side, I never got to meet him, but he was a Tejano singer. So music was kind of already there. And then I was just a really annoying child singing songs and bothering my parents and making up songs. And like, I was that kid. So heavy on the annoying, but like, I didn't, from that age, that was it. And then, when I think I fully realized that I love music, probably like 9, okay. I tell this story a lot of like Aaliyah passed and it really like hit me. I think I was 9 or 10 and it was, I don't know why I heard that specifically. Like I didn't know, you know, like we have no real connection.
Yeah.
I had a great connection to her music and it really like hit me in a way. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang. So I made this cute, like some cute little like songs about her and like I was going to miss her on my little tape recorder in my room. And my mama came in and she was like grabbing all my stuff and she stole it and then she played it and was like, oh my god, this is so cute, and then played it for everybody, like mama's
of course.
Like, okay, I think you might actually like this, so you might actually do this. And so it kind of started from there. So yeah, since I was little bitty thing.
Oh, I love that. I used to like put on little concerts for my parents too with me and my sister.
Did y'all have choreography and everything too?
Of course.
You got to. I love that.
Of course. You know, little shows. We are going to have a showing at 7 p.m. Everybody comes to the living room.
That is so cute. The kids don't know about it, okay? That was a time.
Yes. Besides like Aaliyah, like who were some artists that you grew up listening to?
Let's see, some Anita, of course, that was always playing. Music Soul Child is heavy in the house. Of course, he's my like ultimate favorite. We'll get to that, I guess, but like, yeah. A lot of oldies, of course. So like some like classic Michael, newer Michael, Earth, Wind & Fire. Like my dad was a huge Heatwave fan. Like we listened to just about everything, but as far as you want more influences or you want just like what we were listening to?
Yeah, just the artist. I feel like that gives me a good realm of like even just how like you are as an artist now. Like when you say Music Soul Child, like he's also one of my favorites too. Like he's the best. He's so underrated, I feel like, because he's amazing. Like, oh, he's amazing.
Yeah, they sleep, but yeah, he is. So yeah. I think that'll kind of wrap up. I mean, a little bit of everything, honestly. Whatever, like we played everything in the house.
Yeah, no, I love that. Where is the origin of your name from? Like your stage name and stuff? Because I feel like it's so cool.
Thank you. So I was a huge Lupe Fiasco fan, like getting out of high school, college, and, you know, backpack rap. It was a whole thing. Yeah. And for a long time on Twitter, I was, I think, Lovin' Lasers. Because he had his Lasers album out at the time, but it wasn't doing so well and he was kind of going through it. So I kind of wanted to like put a little space in between, you know, it's like, I want to be a fan, but like, you know, yeah. And when I meet him, I can't wait to tell the story. I'm so excited. But
yes.
So I was in Atlanta at the convention center with my mom and I was like, I want to change my name. So I'm going through like combinations, just writing it down. And then Be My Fiasco popped up and I was like, okay, this could work. And then if I get a band and like we're like, it's like a band name, and then, you know, we'll figure it out and put it on my Twitter. And then one day I was like, I'm gonna change everything, whatever, website name, you know, all that. And it just kind of stuck. And so it's a bit of my like homage to Lupe. And then just I was like, this just sounds interesting. But I will say, mm-hmm. You gotta be careful about what you name yourself, because it's not exactly the best name. It's like basically like Be My Downfall, essentially. So you kind of got to be careful. I think doing it again, I might change it up, but we're here now, so I'm gonna stick with it.
Exactly. I think it sticks. I think it's so unique. So like when I found you and stuff like that, I was like, I have to ask her this question, like, where did you come up with that name, you know? So I love that. So I know you worked along Fonte, which is like, you know, he's a legend. So on the new project, like basically on the show Sherman Showcase for the second season. So how did that working relationship begin, and how was your experience of working on the show?
Well, Fonte and I, our working relationship began via Twitter, like it's been a while, like 2015, maybe 2014, 2015, somewhere up in there. And I had a mixtape at the time, and I sent him one of the songs that was inspired by one of his songs, or one of the Foreign Exchange songs at the time. Just sent a casual tweet, and we had already followed each other on Twitter, but like, you know, just like talking music. Mm-hmm. And so like 2 weeks later, he messages me. He's like, with his coveted like fish grease, this is fire. Like, send me this, I need this or whatever. So he sends me his email. I send it over. He's like, hey, so like, what you working on? What's happening? Whatever. And we were just, you know, kind of back and forth talking and just talking music. And then one day he's like, hey, can you just like sing over this real quick? Doesn't tell me like what it's for. He was just like, sing this line over this thing. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being like the Robert Glasper, Miles Davis, Everything is Beautiful album.
Wow.
I was thinking like just the hook on the song is called Violets on there. Mm-hmm. And he didn't tell me for good reason, because I probably would have like passed out. And I was like, yes. We made some running through like Walmart looking for the CD, just like, oh my God, you know, that whole thing. So that was the beginning of like our working relationship. And then he would just send me random things and never tell me what they were going to be for a while, for like years. Just like, hey, sing this, do, you know, whatever. And then at the top of the pandemic, he finally asked me. So years, right? Years have passed. The top of the pandemic, he asked, he's like, hey, what are you trying to do? And I was like, I don't know, maybe like a little house EP, a little three songs or whatever. And he's like, you want to do a whole album? I was like, yeah, okay. You know, just like, all right. Whatever. And so this was back when I was living in Dallas. I was teaching kindergarten at the time. I was in grad school to be a therapist at the same time. And he's like, well, you got like 2 weeks, come out to North Carolina and record this album. And so we did 11 songs in and out in a week, 2 weeks roughly. And then the last week, because I had to be back to teach, mind you.
Yeah.
like all the behind the scenes and the hair, the makeup, the photos, it was insane. Never again. But that was kind of the origin. And so that album did so well, the first one, that he was like, you should come move here and make music. And I was like, okay, like again. So like quit teaching, got out of grad school, drove my car here. And, you know, here we are 3 years later. Last week made 3 years, which is crazy.
Wow. And
so basically with that, I wasn't officially a part of the show per se, but he definitely was like, hey, again, I just need you to do some vocals on this Black is Mayor song and just, you know, just do you, you know, add a little flair. And that's how that kind of came about. So, you know, working with Fonte, you never really know. I'm just making things some days. He's like, do this, add this. And I'm just like, okay. So I've learned to trust him throughout the years.
No, definitely. I feel like he definitely has your best interests at heart, and like he's using your talent and like putting you on these like big things. Like, oh my, that's insane. That's insane to me.
It
like,
is.
And you're talented, so it's not like surprising. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes sense. It makes sense. So,
yeah.
No, I love that. All right. So first off, congratulations, because you got your Grammy nomination, you know, for your songwriting Hathaway's Vanta Black album. So how did that collaboration come about?
Thank you. Again, Fonte asked me to do things. so this is maybe 2 years ago, I would say. And this is at the time we were just doing features like nonstop, just for whatever. And again, you just never know if they're actually going to come out. You hope, obviously. Yeah. So we did this like 2 years ago, and it was like, you know, I forget about it, honestly. I was just like, okay, we're just going to go back to working. And he was like, hey, I think Layla's going to put out her act, like her album, like for real, like this year. I was like, for real, because you know, you never. And he's like, yeah. So we look at the track listing, and I'm like, okay, like we're gonna make it. Yeah, okay, cool, fine. But again, it still wasn't real. I knew it was coming, but it was like, I don't, you sure, whatever. So the day it comes out, I'm like, okay. And she, no, she emails, her assistant emails. And it's like, hey, just so you know, you are on the song, you're credited, all the things. I'm like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, Layla's going to reach out to you and, you know, just talk to you about the things. And then like, she texts me one day and I was just like, so she knows I exist. That's crazy. wow, what a legend. Like, I'm like panicking, but also like, hey, you know, how you doing? You know, trying to be, you know, like, I'm good, I'm cool, I'm fine. But on the inside, it's like, oh my God, it's like, you know. And yeah, it came out and it really just kind of changed things, or kind of just how people approached me in a certain way. And not that I hadn't been writing for other artists, but that was the time where it was like, okay, people kind of saw me and like took it a bit more serious. And then of course with the nomination, it just kind of doubled or tripled that, because it's like, okay, this is a thing. Yeah. So again, Fonte asking me to do random things as usual. But this time, so now that we've been at it, he'll usually be like, hey, would you like to help me write for Layla or help me do whatever? And of course, I'm like, yeah, of course. At least he'll tell me who it is now, which is nice.
No, that's good. No, that's great. No, I love that. Because, like, you know, that's why I wanted to learn about your whole, like, songwriting process, too, versus, like, you know, you writing for yourself versus others. So, like, how would you describe that? Like, is it different for you or kind of the same?
Yeah, you want to keep the artist in mind and like what they would do. And then also like they're going to change it up how they're going to do it either way. Mm-hmm. What was nice about this one. So we did the second verse. I pretty mm-hmm. much did, with the help of Fonte, of course. And she pretty much sung it exactly how I demoed it, which was really fun to hear. Like, oh my gosh, she's there. So she like, you know, like, right. Like, I'm freaking out at the house. I'm just like, she's not that way. Yeah. So, so yeah, but it's up to interpretation. But honestly, I'm still me. Like, it's not too different. Now, maybe if I'm starting to write for like a Ariana Grande or, you know, a Kehlani or something, then I would definitely have to kind of change it up. But a lot of time people kind of want you to do you with them in mind, uh-huh. Which is helpful. But yeah, as of now, I just kind of do me. And usually people just kind of, you know, they kind of work around it. So it's nice, thankfully.
No, that's great. As I think it would be, I mean, everyone does it all the time, not everyone, but like when you're writing for someone in general, you kind of want like their vision in mind and then, you know, like what plays well with them. And then, but you also, they asked you for a reason, you know, because like your own signature to things. So yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I always like to ask that when I talk to a songwriter, because I think the process is interesting. So,
oh, that it is. This word, I think.
So let's talk about your music. So you just dropped Pretty Little Love in October. So like, where did the inspiration come for that?
Oh, wow. So Pretty Little Love is like 3 years in the making. Like, we had finished my first project Where I Left You. And again, Fonte came to me and he was like, all right. So, you know, we went through the whole process of making the album and writing and promoting videos. And he was like, on this one, this is going to be you, because people want to know, like, not that the first one wasn't, but he was a lot more instrumental in that one. This was very much like, what do you want to say? Who do you want to be on this project? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I have no idea. It was like, which direction to go sonically. Like, I was completely like, I'm hitting all my homies and the other members of FE. And I'm just like, how do I? And they're just like, you know, nobody has answers. And so the first year of just like picking songs or trying to figure out what I want to say was just confusion of like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just like, how is it supposed to work? And then eventually I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna make something. I'm just make songs. Mm-hmm. My life and what's going on. And crazy enough, there's 8 songs on the project, and like 4 of those happened in like the last 3 weeks before the album came out.
Wow.
It's kind of what happens, right? So because you think like you have what you want to say, mm-hmm. and then life happens, and then it's like, oh wait, no, I have some more to say, let me move some things around. And mm-hmm. again, even in the last final weeks, I was like, I don't know if they're gonna like this. Like, this is, I don't really know the order or the structure, or, you know. And at the time I was doing weekly IG lives where I was making songs with the audience. So like, I would choose and I do this live, by the way. So I was choosing a random song from like my files, and mm-hmm. then I'll have the audience like give me like 5 words that you want me to use, and I want you to like choose any word, like make it fun and ridiculous. And they do, which is insane.
I love them.
They don't make it easy. I want, it's supposed to be a challenge. And then in the comments, like they kind of help, we go line by line and I'm thinking of melodies and we're singing. And so two of those songs actually made the project, which is funny you mentioned it earlier. So In My Garden was an IG Live joint that people helped put together. Mm-hmm. And then Festival, the last one, same. So I'll go into a deep dive of that sometime on my Instagram, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so those happen literally, like Festival is like a week or two before, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, Fonte's verse came in like 3 days before we were going to turn it in. So it's very, it was kind of sporadic. And then again, the magic of this was that I was putting this together on my own. But even at the end, Fonte helped me like order it, put it in the correct order. And it's like, all right, you got this. So I was doing the photo shoots. I'm doing the, you know, bringing on the features and who I'd like to put on there, who I think would sound good, you know. So mm-hmm. The process was a lot, but I'm glad that I got to do it because now I have a better idea for the next one. Like, okay, this didn't work, but terrifying is the best word that I can put because I had no idea what I was doing. And I was like, they're not going to like any of these songs. Like, it's going to be, yeah. So a journey is what I'd like to say for this project, but it got done and it turned out really well. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, no, I was about to say, like, how did you even pick the collaborations, like, for this project, too? Because I feel like it mended so well together, like, each, like, featured verse just, like, made sense. But a lot of times, like, it doesn't, and it's just like, okay, like, you could have done this on your own, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you go to the album to, like, listen to the artist, but it's just like, this would have been okay solo. Like, I wouldn't have been mad at it. So how did you, like, come up with like all the collaborations you had?
So sometimes I'll hear beats and I'm like, oh, and everybody on here are my friends or someone that like I've conversed with and really like believe in their work. So I knew it was like, okay, for example, let me see. Well, no, sorry. For track two, For Free, mm-hmm. Misha and I had actually worked on that in LA when we met for the very first time, which is crazy.
Oh, wow.
So I left and he was like, I think I have a feature for this. That would be great, which is Katori Walker in the beginning. And I had no idea who he was and if he was even going to be great, but he sent it back. And I was like, yeah, yeah, okay, cool. So that was the only one where I didn't choose, but it was a great choice. Uh-huh. And then for like Red Light Fantasy, I've been wanting to get Sonny Miles on a project with me forever. He's amazing. And he was also in one of my early videos, Outside the Lines. So he was like my love interest. So I was like, we got to figure this out. So that was a long time coming. What's after that? Might Be Ready, my homie Juwan in LA. Juwan MP3, of course, is incredible. Incredible music. Yes. Please go check him out. He's incredible. I knew I need a singing, like 90s feel. And I was like, I know you got this. And again, I didn't even give him too much direction. I wrote the verse, but I was like, just, you know, make it you. And he definitely did. I'm going through. It was very feature heavy this time. Carlita for In My Garden. She was obviously a label mate. So it was easy. And then of course, very airy and light. And I was like, oh, she's perfect for this. This is what she does. I know her. She got this. My favorite feature though still has to be Lola on Pretty Little Love, just because this project, not gonna lie to you, was not gonna have no love songs, zero love songs. So the fact that it's titled what it is hilarious to me. but I heard the beat and it was an Anakin Invader beat produced by them, and both of us have relationships with them. And I was like, you know what? I think she'd be great on here. And you know, she's already cool with the producers. Mm-hmm. So I sent it to her. And she sends me a voice memo back and she's like, yeah, I'm thinking something like this, and like sings pretty much kind of what you heard, like an early skeleton version. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ma'am, go lay that down immediately. Can you go do that now? Because what is she just do? So she had already had the first verse and the hook down, and I just added my verse and like, you know, colored up her hook. But she, like, that is still my favorite collaboration. One, because it came a week before it was due and she absolutely nailed it. And I was like, I think that's the title. okay. Like, yeah. So the title came very much like that. I was like, this is beautiful. You're in love. And I'm glad that you can write love songs. I love that for you. It's fine. Pretty Little Love it is. And yeah, so that was her. Let me see. After that, Finally Is Me. And then Fonte actually asked to be on the festival at the end. He was like, no. I need to get on there. And I was like, hey, I got you. So yeah, it gave me confidence to kind of choose, because I wasn't really sure. It was like, again, I'm putting together an album for the first time, kind of not on my own, but on my own. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping I'm making the best decisions. And so the best advice I got was just decide. Whatever you choose is what you choose. So that's kind of how that came about.
No, I liked how sporadic kind of some of the decisions were made, and they were, I would say, the right decisions. So how do you like working? Do you like working in that type of style, or do you like having, are you a super organized person, want everything, or just kind of you just wanted the album to reflect your most current state of mind?
Well, that's crazy, because when I first started, Finally, is the very first song that I made. I was, just starting out on guitar, and I was in a completely different space over there. Mm-hmm. And so to have it on the album now is I'm not in that space, but I'm in that space. So sometimes some of those songs are from, years ago, where you're like, oh, okay. So part of me in some of those songs were I'm not even there. But now I gotta, make this work and explain it to people. And, so there's that part of it. I think it can be a challenge, I will say, just trying to. That's actually, I'm really thinking about that now. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't know. Remind me of the question again. My brain just followed
you. Oh, girl, you're fine. I was just saying, what do you prefer kind of as your working environment? Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm not a type A person. I can be if I need to be, but at my core, absolutely not. But for this one, especially since I was kind of building the plane as I was flying it, it was pretty much all over the place. And then I think it's nice to have somebody to help reel me in.
Yeah.
Because if you tell me so for example, for the first project, it was hey, let's go through these 11 beats. And do you like them? Yes. Okay, we're only going to do 11 songs. And all 11 of these are going to go on the album. So it was very fixed versus this. I think I made 15, 16 songs. And it's okay, how can we condense this? So I think I need to kind of let me go, and then we'll bring it back in. I think that works best. Because you never know what's going to come out of your, ideas or whatever.
Exactly. I think just being a creative is you kind of need somebody or just another tap into that other side of yourself that's a little bit more organized to get the stuff together. And I feel that's happened. I was just talking about this with one of my friends literally yesterday. It's just it's great how our minds can go. And then it's just okay, but how do we get this done? How do we actually put this all together so it makes sense,
Right. Yeah. It's a lot, but yes, you're right.
Yeah, no, it is hard. So I know you talked a little bit about it, but the track listing on your project.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you determine that?
I got you.
Walk me through it.
Okay. So again, thank goodness for Fonte, because I was in a full panic. I wish you could have heard some of those phone calls of just we have all these songs and are we going to use this for this? I don't know. And he was like, hey, I got you. Hold on. Give me a minute. And so he put them in order, because we were trying to decide if we were still going to use Don't Want to Be Your Lover to start, because it was already released in, I believe, April or May. And it was, it's completely different from pretty much anything else on there. But I was like, it's already kind of out and I really want to include it. He was like, it's your call. And I was like, yep, it's going. Cool. so very much that. And then I knew Finally was going to be on this project. I knew Free was going to be on this project. Don't Want to Be was a toss up. And then everything else was everything else. Everything else kind of came last minute. Mm-hmm. So Don't Want to Be, obviously, That came after Finally. So it was Finally I made first, and then Don't Wanna Be. Finally and Don't Wanna Be, Your Lover are very much like getting out of this relationship years ago, and a little salty about it also. Just a little bit, you know. but making it dancey, you know, you can dance through the pain. So Free was kind of like getting back into a space where, you know, it's your self-love and you're trying to figure yourself out and pour back into yourself in this state of like heartbreak and like, ooh, no one is coming to save you. So you have to kind of figure this out.
Yeah.
Fantasy is very much like, I'm back out here in the streets and we're just going to have a good time. Because I don't feel like dealing with the things. So we're just going to be out here. I haven't had to explain In My Garden yet, which is so fun. In My Garden is more so like, how do I explain In My Garden? In My Garden is very much, it's self-love as well, I would absolutely say.
For sure.
We're back there. But yeah, beautiful, airy, spacey, self-love again. Then we're moving. Oh no, I'm skipping. That skip might be ready. I did. So before, sorry. Okay, we're back. My bad. So Real Life Fantasy. So after that, it's like, oh, I'm back out in these streets. And then Might Be Ready is like, well, maybe like I could be in a relationship again. Maybe, you know. So a lot of back and forth on this album, by the way. It's a lot of like, I'm taking care of myself. No, I'm back out in these streets. But then I kind of want to be the person. And then like you go back to In My Garden where it's like, okay, I'm just be by myself, girl. Like I got this. It's fine. And then you move from there and then Pretty Little Love happens. And it's like, oh, I kind of want to be in love again. That's so, you know, and that was the past 3 years, to be quite honest. It's like, I'm going through these phases of like, oh, I want to be dating. I don't have time to date. Oh, the apps are terrible. It's a lot of back and forth. And so by the time you get to Finally, it's just like, yeah, how do we start over? How do I figure this out? I don't know, but we're here, I guess. And then at the end is more like acceptance of life being a festival and it's all over the place. And maybe I like you, maybe I don't. Maybe, you know, and a festival is very special just because Fontaine and I lost a very good friend. And so his verse wasn't like in paying homage to him, which I didn't know he was going to do, which was also wild. So hearing it for the first time, he sent it back. I was in tears. I was just like, oh, this is why you wanted this song. Okay. So it was a beautiful send off for my friend, our friend. Wow. A lot in this project, a whole lot.
But I think that you just perfectly described, like in music, like the process like everyone goes through. Like you go through, like you're in love, you go through a breakup, and then you're like, okay, like after this breakup, what do I do? Like, do I go on the apps? Do I go out? Like, no, never mind. You know, like that's, I mean, at least that's how I be processing things. Like you described like so many like sanctions of my life just now. Okay. I'd be confused. I'd be so confused. I was like, I don't know what to do next after this event, you know? Yeah. So I think that's where I think a lot of people, especially fans too, will be able to relate to that because it's so true.
Okay. It's nice to know. I knew I wasn't alone. So thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So in terms of like your debut album, Where I Left You, and then now Pretty Little Love, like how has your artistry like, you know, expanded or changed in that amount of time?
Ooh, so much life has been lived between albums, which is, I think that's what you need. Honestly, I know people, especially now, are like, you put out projects or singles very quickly, but I am a firm believer, like you do need to live some life so you have something to talk about.
Yeah.
And like I said before, Pretty Little, Where I Left You was very much like a huge team. Like they were bringing me into the fold and introducing me into the, you know, foreign exchange music family. And I'm new here and figuring it out. And with Pretty Little Love, it was very much like, I'm fully deciding what it is I want to do and what I want to sound like and who I want to be. And as terrifying as that was, it was very liberating, very nice to just be like, oh my God, I think I can do this. Like, I think I might be all right. Like we didn't die. It was great.
yeah,
I know it's crazy to think about now, but yeah, in between those two completely different people, I do feel like I have way more confidence in the way that I'm writing or the songs that I'm choosing. This album was also me stepping into, you know, co-producing. So doing a little bit. So I did co-production on Don't Want to Be Your Lover. And then on Finally, I was playing guitar. So it started out on guitar.
Oh, and wow. Then,
you know, I had my guys come in and fill in. So that was really cool. That was, yeah, it was my first time playing live on the, like, on an actual, like, song. And I remember, I recorded, I'm sure I'll post it. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm playing things. Yeah. And then I played it live. I had a show here in Durham. And I had never played guitar standing. So the night before, I had to Google, like, how to put on a guitar strap, like, how to, craziness. But, you know, it was, but again, it gives you the confidence to do things like that when you're just like, I'm gonna try it. And so I really felt like I got the training wheels off on this project. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm glad that it's being received well. And I'm glad that, you know, the things happen the way they happen.
No, I am too. I definitely am too. And I just want to know, where can fans like follow you and, you know, obviously stream Pretty Little Love?
Oh, I got you. Okay. I am on everything under Be My Fiasco, B-E-M-Y, Fiasco like Lupe. You can get the album. It's available on all streaming platforms. We would also prefer if you would buy it either off of Apple or iTunes or Bandcamp. Again, same name, everything. Or you can go to the website, listen, bemyfiasco.com. We're revamping the things over there. But again, you put it in Be My Fiasco, you can find it. So it's up there. It's bright green too. We made it real cute for y'all.
I love that. Yes, yes. So we're going to go into our hot topic now. And it's kind of based on your song, Might Be Ready. So, which I feel like if you listen to the song, but also like the title, it's like self-explanatory. So what do you think is a deciding factor for you in your own life and being ready for a relationship?
Ooh. I don't think you're ever really fully ready.
True.
Just to be honest. But for me, it's like, do I have the capacity and space to really pour into a relationship in the way that I want to? So like spending time, being able to talk to you, being able to share space with you. If I feel like currently I feel like I'm on the go quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, maybe I could. Lies. I don't have time for one right now. Like, as much as I would like to be in one, I don't have the time to fully like show up 100% in something. I could probably give you a solid like 65%. And yeah, that's not enough to be like, okay, I'm gonna go. So, you know, like Sister said, if you don't like, why you bother me when you don't want me? Like, when you know you don't want, like, don't come over here if you're not gonna fully invest or fully be present. So I try not to, you know, do that. But I keep my eyes open now. I think that's really it. If I have the space for it, I'm open to it. But currently, like, we're busy. So
yeah, I totally agree with you. I think because like all my friends, like I'm single too, like all my friends are just like, oh, like, why don't you go on dates? Like, why don't you do this? Blah, blah, blah. I like, honestly, like, I've never been on apps. Like, I just have no interest in being on apps. And that's no shade to anyone who's on apps, because that's just like me personally. Like, I feel like I have to vibe with people like in person. And I also agree with your whole like, you're on the go right now. I feel like that has been me for like the past couple of years. And I'm just a person who, if I do something, I'm committing to it 100%. Like, if I can't give like majority of myself to whatever it is, like a project or like a new friendship or a job or whatever it is, if I can't do it completely, then like, I'd rather just not do it. Cause I feel like you're never going to miss anything that you're supposed to have. I'm never going to like, I feel like I try to live life with like no regrets. I feel like I don't have any regrets, at least right now. And I hope like that never changes, but I don't feel like I fumbled anybody. Like,
and didn't. Because we
did it. I feel like they were fumbled. So I just think that, like, you know, just moving forward, it's just like, I gotta choose the best timing for myself, because it's not fair to the other person, you know?
I agree.
It's not fair. So yeah. But that was good. That was good. I want to know a little bit more about you now. So have your fans know about you too. So we're going to get to know Be My Fiasco. So it's me.
Okay.
Yes. Couple like rapid fire questions and everything. So first off, what is your zodiac sign?
Ooh, I'm a Scorpio. I'm wearing a nail.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Who is an artist that you would like to collab with in the future that you haven't worked with yet?
Ooh, we were just talking about her, but Alex Isley. I just heard her on, what is it, Robert Glasper's Christmas album, and she covered Joy to the World.
Love her.
That song heals me in such a way. Like, it is just, it is so simple and it's so beautiful. Like, it is, it's angelic. Yeah. So, Alex Isley, like, I feel like our voices, like, complement really well. So, I'm claiming that one.
Yeah, no, when I was sidebar too, I was listening to the album, like, she was like who I had in mind too when I was listening to you. So, like, for you to say that and you to be like a fan of her work too, it's just like, I love it. I love it when the girls like each other and stuff. So, who was your teen celebrity crush?
Oh, God,
your facial expressions.
Which one, child? Probably, I'm going to stay in music. It was probably Omarion, probably. Okay. You know, I loved a lead singer. We did.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody had their picks in the group, you know, who they liked. But I always gravitate to the lead singer, which is terrible, I'm sure. Love people, Omarion, with them braids and the baby hair at the top. Like, oh, what a time. Oh, my gosh. Whew.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think I liked Lil Fizz a little bit. Like,
I don't like skins.
But I did like Omarion. Like, I was literally, I think it was a TikTok or something I saw that they were doing Icebox. I was like, yo, that was my song. That was my song.
Oh, that was so good. The kids don't know. What a time.
Oh. They don't. Okay, so who are three of your favorite artists of all time?
Oh, of all time? Wow. Yeah. Gee, okay, that's a hard one. Okay, so I don't like to include like the super greats, like a Michael Jackson, Prince, Stevie Wonder, Aretha. Those are like givens. So those are, that's Mount Rushmore. So them aside, I'm going to try to get my three. Let's see, Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh, yes.
My girl. Oh.
Yes.
Incredible. Man, it's hard. This is my list today. I'll say that. Just
okay.
Cool. Music Soul Child. Ooh. That's rough. It's probably gonna be SWV. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I feel like those are like today. That's really where I'm at. I mean, that's me at my core, I would say.
I like that. Who is an actor that you would love to play you in a biopic?
Ooh-wee. That's a great question. Would that be? Ooh, what's her name? I don't know how you say her last name, but I see her all the time and she's wonderful. But she's older. It don't matter. Okay. I think, is it Nicole? Is it Bahari?
Oh, yes. I love her. Yes. Right? Okay. Yeah. She was in Black Mirror, right?
Yeah. In the Striking Vipers episode.
Yes.
Yes.
She's
incredible. I still haven't caught her in the morning show, I think on Apple TV, but I will.
Oh, I need to watch that. I bet need to watch that. Like,
no. But yeah, she, if I could. That she would be awesome.
I can see that. I can see that. She's so talented too. What is an album that you would love to listen again for the first time?
Ooh. Well, my favorite album of all time is D'Angelo's Voodoo. So I would love to like listen to that for the very first time again and just have my ears explode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. What is your favorite album so far this year? This would be hard. This is a good year. It's a good year for music.
Favorite album this year? Oh my goodness! Now I got to think about what came out this year. Oh, Yikes. Can I say mine? Because like,
yeah.
I was going to say mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm trying to think of like some other ones, but outside of mine, my other label mate, Cy Smith, I was on her album too. Like her album is gorgeous. It's beautiful. I'm trying to really think though, outside of mine and Cy Smith, I'm trying to think what came out this year. I know I love somebody's album this year. I'm out here lying. Like what? Hold on. Give me some options. Who came out this year?
You can take your time too. Okay, like huge Beyonce fan, so Beyonce, Cowboy Cardi.
Dang, I missed that whole Cowboy. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Beyonce. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay. I'm in love with Kendrick's new album, GNX. It just came out.
It's so with the mustard. I've been yelling mustard for no reason. Mustard. Like I just my goodness.
Oh my. I'm trying to think. Leon Thomas's Mutt. Mm-hmm. Love that one. Oh god. Tyla's album, which is self-titled. Sabrina Carpenter. Yes.
Okay. There we go. I really like, what is it? Tyler's new album.
Oh, Tyler. Yeah, Chromacopia.
I was because we were on the same wavelength. It came out a day apart, the Greens. I was like, we here. I got you. And I've been like a casual Tyler fan. Like I've loved his work, but this one, much like when you were talking about like the, how the album is set up and like, you can relate to this. Uh-huh. I felt like very much like him being in his 30s and older and navigating and the thing. I was like, yep, this is my album. Mm-hmm. So that stuck out to me.
Yeah, that's such a great album. And like you said too, like I'm a casual Tyler fan. Like I think he's an amazing creative and stuff. And like I had to sit with this one and I'm just like, wow, this man's crazy. This is such a good album.
A little bit, but he's great. So
yeah. So if you weren't a singer, what would you be?
Ooh, I want a singer. Dang. Well, we were going to school to be a therapist, so that is a thing, which true. I still think later on in life.
Yeah, girl, for sure.
I was going to be a consulting therapist for labels, so like for artists.
Oh, I love that.
Well, that's still on the books, maybe out there.
Yes, girl, please, because I feel like that is so needed. I'm sorry.
But I was like, I can't do both right now, so I was like, we're going to work on the artistry, and then later on in life, we'll come back.
Exactly. Oh, no, I love that. That's really good. It's really like helpful too. Like for artists, like I feel like they need an outlet, especially like even I was seeing like interviews with Kiki Palmer because she has her new book coming out. She was talking about having like a child actor and stuff and like how like she wishes like there was more like therapy options like for child actors and stuff like that. So even working with children, which I feel like is different with therapy and stuff like that. That's two different things, but you know. Yeah. Specialize in, but yeah. So lastly, what is one thing that you want to manifest for yourself for, since we're towards the end of the year, but like maybe for next year?
So I've been doing this full time for almost 5 months. So I want to manifest being able to fully fund my lifestyle like three times over in 2025.
Period.
Cause like, we're making it, we're figuring it out, but I want it to be like, you know, in the overflow. Like we want it to. Yeah. So I want to manifest that, I think. And a Grammy win, you know, we love that.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, it was so nice speaking with you.
It was nice being here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much.